Today daf is Pesachim, daf Samach Gimel. We left off right at the bottom of Samach Beis, Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page, first word on the line. If you remember, we had been discussing if someone shechs the Karban Pesach and has in mind those who are able to eat and those who aren't able to eat. Or, as another example of that same case really was, he shechs the Karban Pesach and has in mind for both Areilim, those that are uncircumcised, who cannot eat Karban Pesach, and for Lamulim, for those that are able to eat Karban Pesach. So we learned in the Mishnah that we came out that as long as he has in mind for both, a combination, that's okay, it's kosher. If he has in mind only Areilim, only people that can't eat, that'd be possible. But if he has in mind during the Shechita for both eaters and non-eaters, or particularly in this case, those who are Gemald and those who don't have a Bris Milah, it's going to be kosher. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Here we bring a Brice that seems to argue. Tanya. First words on the line, four lines from the bottom of the page, Samach Beis and Beis. Tanya. Acherim Ayimim Hiktim Mulim Lareilim. Acherim Torah the Braisa, Reb Uri. Who's Acherim typically? Acherim typically is Reb Meir. Reb Acherim is Reb Meir, right? Very good. Reb Acherim is Reb Meir from its Gemara and Hurrius on Daf Tazvav, Tazayin over there. Maybe Gimel. The Gemara and Hurrius discusses, Rashi brings it. The Gemara and Hurrius assumes that Acherim is a mayor, so that's actually going to be the first interpretation of this Gemara, at least, maybe the other ones too, I forget right now. There's going to be three interpretations of this Braisa ultimately, and the first one clearly is going to pivot to the author of this Braisa being Reb Meir Lishtasa. Let's see. Tanya Acherim Ayimim, Hiktim Mulim La'areilim Kasher. If you had in mind the intention of the Karban Pesach being shechted for those that are Gemalot, those that have Rismila, and then those that are Areilim. So he had in mind both, kind of like a Mishnah, but he preceded the thought of those that are circumcised, which is good, prior to those that are uncircumcised, that's good, that's kosher. So that's okay with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said in all cases it's kosher. Here's the part that's a problem. Areilim lemulim lemulim pasul. If, however, he had in mind that he's shechting the Karban Pesach for the people that are not circumcised, and then also for those who are circumcised, says the Acherim in the Braisa, that's going to be a pasul Karban Pesach. And the question is, manavshach. Our Mishnah held in both cases it's kosher. And what was the logic? We'll see the logic right now. We spoke it out in the prior daf. Maishna lemulim, the Mar asks, Maishna lemulim areilim to kosher. Why when you have in mind Mulin first, those that have a mila, and then afterwards those don't have a mila. Why is it kasher? Because you didn't have machshava of only areilim. As long as you didn't have machshava of solely areilim, that's going to be kasher. Says the Gemara, Tekula arla b'inan v'leka. The only way to passel the carbon is to have in mind strictly areilim, strictly uncircumcised, and you didn't because you mixed in areilim and mulim, and therefore it's kasher. So what's the difference if mulin came first or second? Says the Gemara, areilim mulnami. Even if you mocked him first, you had in mind those that were uncircumcised. And then you had in mind those that are circumcised, Viter, Kula Arla Bina Vleka. You still, it's only possible when you had in mind strictly Areilim, strictly those that aren't circumcised. That's what our Mishnah held. And over here, you have in mind the mixture, so why is it possible? The Gemara is not just asking Stam, the Mishnah of the Braisa is at odds. You can have a Braisa that argues a Tana, argues another Tana. The point is in Lumdus, and the Lumdus of the Mishnah was that we darshan the Pasuk that it's only going to be a Pasuk if you have in mind strictly Areilim. Once you mix in Areilim and Mulim, those who have Mila, that's going to be okay. So if that's the case, if that's the Drasha, so it should work both directions, whether those you had in mind who had Mila first, or those who you had in mind that had Mila were second. It shouldn't make a difference. That is the Gemara's question. What is the Pesha on this Braisa, top of Samach Gimel and Aleph, the Mar is going to bring three Mahalchim, how to interpret this Braisa. We're going to go based, one interpretation is going to go based on Rava, one interpretation is going to go based on, it's going to be based on Rabba, and the third interpretation is going to be from Abaye. This will take us all the way to the Mishnah, three different Mahalchim and understand this Braisa. Interpretation number one, top of Samach Gimel and Aleph. Lema kasav achirim in l'shchita elab saif. Let us say, we're going to creak into serious kachim ideas over here. Let us say, that Acherim is of the opinion that Shechita is only Lipsaif. Which means like this. When you do a Shechita, the halacha is the Shechita is kasher when you cut Raif of two Simanim. You have to cut Raif of both of the Simanim. So I'm not saying it's not a very long act. It goes pretty quickly. But the point is there's some meat. I mean, pardon the expression. But to the Shechita, there's a Maisa Shechita. The Shaila is, at what point is it called Shechita? Meaning, what are the two options? Either Shechita from beginning to end. From when you start the Shechita to the end of the Shechita is all called Shechita. Or, the other side is no. The first part of the Shechita is only Hecha Timtza to get to the last part. But it's the last part, that's the Shechita. It's the last part when you're severing the end of the two Simanim, that's when you're getting to the Shechita. Till that point, it was really just a prerequisite. It was just a way to get there. But that would be the idea of Ein Shechita El Lipsaif. So this is actually a discussion in the Gemara there, in the Gemara elsewhere, where Rav is of the opinion that Rav learns in Reb Meir, and it's Hurriya Staff, Yigim Omeiz, Rav is of the opinion in Reb Meir, that Shechita is only Lipsaif. Okay. Uchi de Rava dam Rava adayni machlekes. And this matter goes with Rava, who says adayni machlekes. What does adayni machlekes mean? So there's a big fundamental discussion over there. If you remember, this is a little chazar actually we had a couple of days ago, so this shouldn't be too off the radar for us. It shouldn't be too complicated. We had a machlekes just a couple of days ago. If a person pledges two conflicting pledges. He wants this to be a tmuras ayla, tmuras shlamim. Same carbon can't be an ayla shlamim. So what happens? Remember, we had a couple of days ago, we said, Tanakhama says, it's an, which is our mayor, it's an ayla. Period. The first lashon you said, that's lashon that wins, it's an ayla. And the whole thing's an ayla, and there's no room for shlamim to be chal. And Rav Yosi was the shita of, we quoted him, he has the shita in a few places in Shas, af bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. You don't say toughest lashon rishon, you don't just go based on his first statement, you say af bigmar dvarav adam nitvas, you take into account both statements, and it's basically a combination of ayla and shlamim. You can't bring one animal's ayla shlamim, you let it get a mum, and you use some of the money for ayla, some of the shlamim. But that was a fundamental machlekes from mayor and Rav Yosi, whether you go based on his first lashon, it's Rav Meir, or you go based on his second lashon, it's Rav Yosi. So while we're combining these two ideas, we're putting in that Rava learned that Rav Meir Shita is not just in a case where the guy said, Ayla Shlamim, where it's a full Ayla, and therefore Shlamim can't be Chal. What if the guy said, it's a Chatzi Ayla? Chatzi should be Ayla, and Chatzi Shlamim. We know the halacha is, you can't have a Chatzi Ayla either. And once Chatzi becomes an Ayla, it spreads. It becomes a full Ayla. Rava says, a Daini Machlekes Rav Meir Shita, that Lashon Rishon takes hold, is so strong that even in a case where he said Chatzi Ayla, and the other half Chatzi Shlamim, so he spoke out the word Chatzi, still it's going to be all Ayla. That is Rava's interpretation of Rav Meir, how strong the toughest Lashon Rishon goes. So with that in mind, and let's not forget, again, this is a discussion if you really need the Ein Shechita L'Psayif, but we're going to go with it. The Gemara does bring it. There's a whole long Rashi that ties this into other discussions as well. It's got big pickle. We're going to leave it out for now. We're just going to keep it on a simple level. The Gemara now is going to say, with these two things in mind, we can explain what Acherim, why Acherim says that when you have in mind first Mayalim, that's okay. When you have in mind first Arelim, that's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara as follows. Just, we'll speak outside first, actually, to keep it simple. If you're saying Ein Shechita El L'Psayif, so the moment that's called Shechita is an instant. It's only at the very end. It's not the whole Shechita. So whatever you have in mind at that moment, that's the kivun. It's very nice, Mayor maybe agrees, if you had in mind both Arelim and Mulim, a mixture, since you didn't have in mind only Arelim, you didn't have in mind only uncircumcised, it would be kasher because the pasuk talks about only if it's a full machshava about Arelim as a pasul. But according to Rav Meir, the Shechita is only the psayf. When it comes to Shechita, you can only have in mind about one. There's not enough time to be thinking about both. And therefore, if you had in mind first, at the end of the Shechita, you had in mind first Mulim, and then afterwards Arelim, the Arelim doesn't even count because it's after the Shechita. What do you have in mind b'shas the Shechita? Only the mulim, those are amila, and therefore it's a kasher carbon. Whereas if you had in mind arelim first, it's not that you have a mixture of arelim and mulim, and therefore it's pasul. All you have is arelim, because all you have is that moment where the shechita is being finished. It's ein shechita el psayif. Let's see it inside. Hilka chikta mulim arelim. You have in mind mulim before arelim. Mulim chayli, arelim chayli. What's chal? Which machshav is chal? Only the machshav of mulim, because it's only a nanosecond. The end of shechita is the only part that has status. He had in mind first mila. Those who had missed Mila first, then Arelim. The Arelim didn't even take effect. It's only the Mulim, and therefore it's going to be Kasher Karban. Whereas, Hiktim Arelim Mulim, if you had in mind first the Arelim before the Mulim, so what Machshava takes effect? Only the Arelim. It's not a mixture of Arelim and Mulim. Only the Arelim takes effect because the Mulim is already post the Shechita. Remember, you're not having this Machshava throughout the Shechita. According to Meir, any Machshava that we're giving credence to is only at the very tail end, the end of the Shechita. You only have time for one. And if you do the Arelim first, all you can have is Arelim, and therefore it's going to be Pasul. Arelim Chayli, Mulim Chayli, Machshava is going to be only about Arelim, not about Mulim, and therefore will not take effect. Nice chap shot, according to Rava. Rava's interpretation of Meir elsewhere becomes a Meir Lishtasai. Rav Meir over there in the Sugyas Zvachim, the Sugyas in the Sugyas Zvachim is a Lishtasai to the Sugya over here. That is explanation number one. Now, just two quick points on this. Two very quick points on this. Number one, we have a concept called Techet Deiber. We definitely have a concept called Techet Deiber. How does Techet Deiber play a role in this discussion? How does Techet Deiber play a role? Meaning, you're right, Peshas the Shechita, which is only a nanosecond, because we're saying Ein Shechita El B'Sayif, you have in mind for either Mulim or Arelim, you can't have in mind for both. But we have a concept that within Techet Deiber, what I said, I can readjust, I can add, I can change my Deiber. So why can't the Techet Deiber be enough to fix what I'm saying? It's a very basic question. We're talking, we're not going to go into it in a deep way, but it's a very sadistic machlekes reshainim to point out that even though we have a concept of Techet Deiber in many places in Shas, there's a machlekes reshainim if it applies by kachim. It's a machlekes reshainim if the idea of Techet Deiber applies by kachim. Taisus says, yes, it applies even by hegdish. So according to Taisus, you're going to have to say, little chiddush over here, at the second machshava of, in this case, let's say we have a minor arelim, and then mulim, the mulim came after Techet Deiber, which is not a very long time, but it's about a second and a half, 2 seconds, right? Rebbe, right? So you have to say there was a break. Otherwise, you should have the power of Techet Deiber. Taisus Lishtasi holds that Techet Deiber does apply by Kachim. Rambam's of the opinion that Techet Deiber doesn't apply by Kachim. We don't apply the concept of Techet Deiber by Kachim. There's a big discussion with Shana Rambam. Why is there no Techet Deiber by Kachim? We also know there's a machlekes, I think it's Bisham Besilil, whether or not we say Hektish Betoyes is Chal. When you make Hektish Betoyes, maybe it should be Chal. So what's the Tzad Shbichal? All over other things Betoyes and Achal. Why is Hektish where it's clearly Toyes? Why is it Chal? It could be it's totally the same idea that the whole idea of Techet Deiber is that a person, his mind, works a little bit slower than his mouth, which is one of the biggest problems we have in the world. People sometimes say things before they finish thinking about what's coming out of their mouth, right? Our minds sometimes work a drop slower than our mouth. We don't realize the ramifications of what we're saying till after it's already said. So Shechle Dibur allows his brain to catch up to his Dibur, allows his, meaning the more cognitive part of his brain, to catch up to the Dibur. Could be, when it comes to something that's so lofty, so holy, so chashev, like Hekdesh, we don't have that excuse. You don't have that excuse that, oh, my mind was before my Dibur. No. It's something that a person takes so seriously, automatically, there's no Techle Dibur, quite drama. Maybe that's why even Matthias, we don't say it's a Tayas. We say that there's, even if it's seems like a tayas, it's not really a full tayas. Perhaps that would be the same exclamation in both. Perhaps, just a thought. But the main point is that according to Rambam, we could say our case is going regular. You don't have to make any connections to our case because there is no Techle Dibur by Hekdesh. Whereas according to Tayas, you have to say that there's a little bit of a break of Techle Dibur. Point number one. Point number two, totally side point, agav, but it's a Kishmaka connection. So could I just speak out for 20 seconds? There's a discussion in halacha about doing bris milah and Shabbos. We know, of course, milah is Deicha Shabbos, right? Yemi Gomel. We know that milah is Deicha Shabbos, but Yem Hashmini Yimel, we darshan that's Deicha Shabbos. That's basic, right? Mila bezmana, not mila shabbos mana. Mila bezmana is deicha shabbos. That's a basic din. Now, then halacha it's brought down that they should make sure to have the same person do the pre and the prima, the different elements of the mila, pulling down the skin, the foreskin around the sides and of the aver, and then cutting it off. It should be done. Both should be done by the same person. And the achrinim are a little bit puzzled why. Once you're telling me that's deicha, the place will be very bothered. Once you tell me it's deicha Shabbos, it's mamash hutra. Shabbos is pushed aside. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Shabbos is pushed aside for Mila. So if Mila is deicha Shabbos, why can't you split it? What would be the issue of splitting? Have one person do this part of the Mila, one person that part of the Mila. Mila is not considered a malach on Shabbos because it's deicha Shabbos. What's the issue? So there's a different discussion of basically what the potential issue could be, why it should be one person doing it. The Chelkas Yaakov wants to suggest, based on our Gemara, he makes a little bit of a tushtel, based on that, I mean, this concept comes up again in Kachem in a few places, between Yeshna Shchita Metchila Vatsayf, or Yeshna Shchita El Basayf, is Shchita all the from beginning to end, or Shechita only at the end. He wants to suggest, doesn't stick with this necessarily, but he wants to suggest that perhaps if you hold by Mila the same Shaila, just a similar Shaila, is the Mila the entire Mila from beginning to end, or is the mitzvah of Mila only that last moment? The last moment you finish the Mila, obviously you need, even if you hold Yesha Shechita El Psaif, you still need all the prerequisite, all the activity that goes on till the cutting, the second Simon, you still need everything till that point. But the point is, the Shechita is called that last moment the Shechita. So it could be the Mila, it's requisite. You need the free and the Freema with the Mila. But the point is, maybe the mitzvah of meal is only mekuyim when you do the last minute, and therefore maybe anachamish lecharish be hechsher mitzvah, but it's not mamish part of the mitzvah. So you want to suggest that maybe if you hold ein mila elipsayif, that'll be a reason why Shabbos one person should and not two. Again, I don't think he sticks with that logic necessarily, but it's a nice little connection to our sugya. Okay, next part on the brisa. Again, so just to get our bearings, we had our mission which said that if you think about during shechita about the Karban Pesach being going to be eaten by both those who are areilim and those who are had mila. It's kosher, because you have a mixture of those who could eat, those who can't eat. As long as you have those who could eat, that's fine. Only if you strictly have those who can't eat in mind, only if you have in mind specifically Arelim, is it going to be possible. However, the Braisa, Acherim said, it depends what's first. If you have in mind Arelim first, then Mulim, then it's not a puzzle. If you have in mind Mulim, then Arelim, then it's kosher. We weren't sure why. So answer number one was because we're going Ein Shechita L'Psayif, there's only one moment of really where the machshava is taking effect in the shechita, and at that moment, what do you have in mind? Arelim or mulim? Whichever, you can only have in mind one of those things. If you have in mind arelim, that's a problem. If you have in mind mulim, then it's going to be okay. That is the first interpretation. Amar Rabba says, lay. No, don't go with that malach. Don't make this a holy shitasai and shechita l'psayif, like Rava in Rameir. Lay. La'elim kasar v'achirim yesh shechita mitchila v'atsayif. I could have the achirim are of the opinion that yeshna shechita mitchila v'atsayif. Shechita goes from beginning all the way to the end. V'achamai eskinon, kain shegamar b'libay l'tarvayu, bein l'mulim, bein l'arelim. The case of is he had in mind in his heart that he's going to shech the Pesach for both Mulim and Arelim, kind of like our Mishnah. However, he never got a chance to speak it out. Very, very simple. The case is where it's a similar idea, but instead of it being Ein Shechita El Psayif, you can make it more less dramatic. The case is we hold Shechita from beginning to end, and the Shechita itself takes, remember we spoke before, it still doesn't take that long. Even if you hold Shechita El Psayif, still takes about 2 seconds, 1.5 seconds, instead of being a nanosecond, it's 1.5 seconds, but the point is it's still a very brief moment. And the fellow was planning to have in mind both Mulim and Arelim, which would be like our Mishnah with the Shobi Kosher. Why is Acherim saying it's no good? Because the case is where the guy had in mind, he planned on having both Mulim and Arelim, or Arelim and Mulim, two different cases. He planned on having in mind both in opposite orders. And in both cases, he only had in mind, He only had a chance to speak out the first one, and he didn't speak out Lehispek Lemar the second one. So by the way, this gets back to a conversation we've had earlier in this Pesachta. Since we started Tom Mishchar a week ago, we started discussing that these machshavas, are they really machshavas alone in the mind, or are they even dibers in the pad? Dafka only have a diber with a machshava, not a machshava alone. We spoke at Rashi's lashon was machshavasan, pasul b'machshavasan, it's pasul machshava. We spoke out from the Tais Yantim that Rashi himself in Zvachim Menachah says, nah, it's not just machshava, you need to have the diber as well. Tais also holds such. Rambam, we spoke out there, Mishnah Melchus Medayik Rambam, and three things possible. Machshava alone sounds like it's Dafka Machshava without the Dibur. Okay, but for the most part, we've been saying we had a few rayas that it's Lamer to say the words, whereas the Amira is together with Machshava, it's verbalized Machshava. Here would be another case where it seems to be simply going that way. Tais has a whole discussion about it. We'll get back there in 2 minutes. Tais was actually discussing on our Sugya, this exact question. But okay, but the point is, the guy was planning to say Mulim and Arelim during the Shechita, and all he got a chance to say during the Shechita was Mulim. Or all he got a chance to say was Arelim. He didn't say the second part. His heart was for both. His deeper was for one. What's halacha? Rameir Savar, Leibin and Pivli Vishavim. We don't care if your heart and mouth are the same. Whatever your mouth said, that's what it is. And therefore, if you said Mulim first, and even though he said Arelim later, it was too late. It was after Shechita. You didn't get a chance to say it during the Shechita. It was too late. Therefore, it's going to be kasher because all he said was Mulim. It's beautiful. But on the flip side, if you said Arelim first and then Mulim second, and the Mulim only came after the Shechita was done, forget about getting involved with Shechita Elab Saif or Shechita Mitzchivat Saif. Let's say Shechita's from beginning to end. The bottom line is he got the word Arelim out during Shechita, and Mulim only came after the Shechita. And Rameir says you don't need Pivli V'Shavas. Even though in his heart he wanted to say Mulim, he didn't get it out, and therefore it's going to be Pasul. Our Mishnah said if you have in mind both, it's going to be kasher. Here, Rameir is talking about a case where you didn't verbalize the second one. You didn't verbalize mulim, and therefore it's pasul. Rabban said, "What do you mean? We go based on not just his dibur, on his heart. It was clear that he wanted to say both. He ended up saying it a second later, and therefore it's all still going to be kasher." Says the Gemara, "Rabban Zavri, beinam pifli v'shavin. You need pifli v'shavin, and therefore it's going to be kasher." Fact, the Gemara not so fast. The Kasav Rameir lay being a pivli v'shavin. Does Rameir really hold? You don't need pivli v'shavin. Ramini, but we have a stira. Hamaskav lemetruma of a meiser. Person who had the mind to separate from his crop truma, and he said meiser. Meiser v'metruma. He had a mind to separate meiser, and he said the word truma. Aisha eini nichnas lebayzeh v'amalazeh. Or he made a neder. Let's say he's not going to go into house A, but he said it about house B. He meant to say house A, but he meant to say this house, but he said a different house. Or Shani Nenelazeb Amalazeh. He meant to say he's not going to have enough from Ruvain, but he said it about Shimon. Halacha is Le'emar Klamachi Pivli V'Shaven. He didn't say anything. It's garnish kazakt until his mouth and his heart are the same. This is a Stam Mishnah. We have a klal. Who's the author of Stam Mishnah? Rameir. Rameir is typically the author of Stam Mishnah. We're trying to explain. Achirim is Rameir, so we're still sticking with that from before. So the Brisa, we're presuming, is Rameir. And the Mar said it black and white a minute ago. Hakamifagi, Rameir said, Rabbah wasn't arguing that point to Rava. Rabbah was agreeing that Rameir is the author of the Brisa. So Rameir was saying, holds, you don't need Pivli V'Shaven. Here in this Stam Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah holds, you do need Pivli V'Shaven. Presumably, that Mishnah is Rameir. And therefore, the Mar takes issue with this Pshat. So just to quickly circle, we're not going to spend that much time on the Taisvis, but it's a very sensitive Taisvis. We did discuss whether or not, when we talk about the machshavas, is it a deeper or not? Taisus points out, jump into Taisus, Rameir muscle, Rameir Savar, Mekamadak degree, Tadakari le Bechol Duchte Pigal, Psal Machshava, even though Pigal is always called Psal Machshava, Lavdafka Dein Pigal Achi Yetzi Besvasav. You need to speak out with your mouth, Rameir Savar Lebinan Pivli Veshavin, but we see that we're going based on his deeper, so we're saying that the fact they call Psal Machshava Lavdafka, it really means Yetzi Besvasav, Deep Machshava Talia Milsa, Beshle Hispe Glamer, Lamulam, Am I Pasav? Because then on the flip side, according to Rameir, when he had in mind clearly Mulam and Arelim, if the Machshava is the main thing, that the fact that he didn't get a chance to speak out Mulam before time was up on the street, there shouldn't be an issue. It must be that the Machshava is only a Machshava if it comes along with a Deeper. That's Taisa's Diak to that side. We pointed out earlier. We said that's the Rabbi Natam, the Taisa's Yantav, learns that's Rashi Shita also, even though it's not Mashva there early in this parak. Rashi holds that way in Zvachim, Menachas. That's the Shita that Machshava really means Deeper. Taisa's has the Diak over here from the Re. However, Taisa's bothered by a question, which we're not going to get into, and that is, which is the next Taisa's really, which is that by Truma, we ask Kasha from Truma. How is the Kasha from Truma? We ask Kasha from Mayor by Truma. Truma is not a Kasha. Truma, we know, is Chab Machshav alone. Truma doesn't need deeper. Don't start bringing me questions from a case where Machshav alone works, the case of Kachem, where Machshav alone doesn't work. I mean, maybe it's a Kolshkin. Maybe it's a Kolshkin, because over there, we're saying you need Pivli V'Shavin, even though it's only Machshav. Certainly in a case we have deeper, maybe Pivli V'Shavin. Okay, we'll leave that Shak V'Tayr for later, but it's just to point out, this is one of the sources of Taisa says that Machshav means deeper, not just Machshav. Okay, so again, we have had two Malachim so far to explain that. Achirim in the Brisa, who says that when you have a machshava during Shechita of Karm Pesach, for those that are Arelim and those that are mulim, it's going to be pasul, not like our Mishnah. So the question was, our Mishnah says a mixture is okay, here we're saying it's no good, when it's Arelim first and then mulim. Answer number one is because you only had a chance to have, and both the truth is both the first two answers are really the same. Both the first two answers are coming up with Echatimsa, a scenario where he only had a chance during Shechita to have in mind, to be thinking about the Arelim, and mulim came, the machshav about the mulim, those who have mila, only arrived post shchita. According to the first malach, it's because he holds ain shchita el b'soif. It's only that 90 seconds of shchita, so you only have time to think about one type, mulim or arelim. You don't have time to think about two types. According to the second answer, no, you had plenty of time. You had time enough to think about both types, but you just didn't. You didn't verbalize the second one, the mulim, until after the shchita, and that's why you only had a mind arelim during the shchita, and therefore it's going to be pasul according to Meir, whereas the rabbanon are not maskim. Answer number three and an explanation of the Rameir of the Brisa. Elam Rabbi, Abai didn't like this because Rameir l'shtas saying. You need people to leave your shavin, so he doesn't like that interpretation that Rabbi gave in Rameir. El Amar Abaye, Reshit Amar Simon, Rishon Lemulim. Reshit told my case where he said, the first Simon is Lemulim, the Simon Sheni Afla Reilim. In the Reshit, he had in mind the first Simon's for those who have Mila, and the second Simon is for those who have Mila and those who are Reilim. The Simon Sheni, Nami Psichi Be Mulim. Because at least in Simon Sheni, he's also having in mind the Mulim, so like this seemed. But both Simanim, the first and second Simon, he had a my mulim, and that's why it's okay. Seifa, the reason why it's so good in Seifa is Dharma Simon Rishon Arelim. In the first Simon, he only had a my Arelim. Simon Shani, in the second Simon, he had a my mulim too. But guess what? In the first Simon, he's left one of the Simanim with Shechta without any machshav of mulim. And that, according to Rameh, is going to be a problem. Rameh may not hold this problem. Rameh may not hold this problem. We'll explain why in a second what the machlekes is. To be Simon Rishon Hale Psiche Be Mulim. In the first Simon, when he Shechta in the first Simon animal in the Karm Pesach, there was no machshav of mulim there. And therefore, it's a problem, according to Rameh. Rameh Tamei, Dharma Mefalgin b'chatzimata, back to pigle. Rameir shita is you can make a pigle in chatzimata. If you remember that the din of pigle is machshava about eating it chutzas manai, eating it to be makter chutzas manai is only considered a pigle if you have a machshava. If you do have machshava's pigle during an avaida that's called a mater, it's got to be an avaida that's a mater. And there's a whole discussion whether when zrika's dam is a mater, shchita is a mater, right? So the whole discussion: what if you're mefagel in a partial mater? When we say you have to mefagel a mater, do you have to have in mind pigle throughout the entire avaida of mater, or even a partial a chatzimater? That's a machlekes. And the Rabbanan was saying it's Rameir Shitasei. Rameir holds pigle during a partial mat. Let's see, you need to do, let's just say, I mean, maybe a bad example because usually Zrika, even if you have to do four Zrikas, if you do one, you yetze. Usually it's not makiv. But let's just assume in a case where Zrika was makiv, four Zrikas are makiv. If you have a mind in pigle in only two of the four Zrikas, is that going to be pigle or not? According to Rameir, even though, again, I don't want to say this is a final machlekes because Zrika Pashtas B'dievet is okay even if you don't do a four. But let's assume it wasn't. According to Rameir, pigle and a chatzimat is enough to, as long as you're being mefagel during a matir, it's a machshava's pigle and it works the pasuls. So too over here, a machshava of only arelim during the shechita of the first simon, even though this first simon is only a chatzimat, it's not a full matir, but you have part of it that was done only for arelim, that makes a problem because he gives status to a chatzimatir. Whereas according to Rabbanah, no, chatzimatir alone is nothing, you need the full matir. And since you had in mind mulim throughout part of the shechita, namely the second simon, even though the first simon didn't have mulim, you never mind people that are gemalot, that's still sufficient, and that's good for the machlokes here. It says Gemara, Meir, Slatamei, Damar, Mefagel, Mechatzimater, for Rabbanon Tamayu, Rabbanon Gogo, Kort, their Shita, that say, Ami what, Tamri, Ein Mefagel, Mechatzimater, there's no piggle, but a Chatzimater, period. End of that sugya. Okay, now we get to the famous sugya. It's actually, the psukim come up multiple times in the Torah. It comes up in Mishpatim, I believe, and Kisisa, if I remember correctly. Those are two places where the psukim come up. The Torah almost seems, Chalila, you don't really use these words, almost repetitive. The Torah says in two places that a person should not shecht the Korban Pesach while he has chametz around. The two psukim are, quote for you, in Perichav Gimel, the pasuk is, le'sizbach ala chametz, don't shecht on the chametz, dam zivchi, v'dayam v'chein l'chagir b'ekir, don't leave over the chelav of the Korban Pesach till the morning. And then that's the pasuk in Perichav Gimel and Shemais. And the pasuk in Perek Lamed Dalin and Shemais is Le Sishchat ala Chametz Le Sishchat. So Le Sizbach and Le Sishchat. Le Sishchat ala Chametz Dam Zivchi Vayal on the Biker Zevach Hagam Pesach. So very similar psukim, but we do have two psukim. So the halacha is that one cannot shecht Korban Pesach with chametz around, and we're going to creak into what is that din, just to give a quick hakdama, we're going to creak into what exactly is that din of shechting on Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach, while chametz is around. What about shechting other kabbanas besides Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? Is it also a problem to have chametz around? Is it tafka Korban Pesach or other kabbanas? And even if you hold, and there's going to be some shita, Reb Shimon, that on Erev Pesach, we're not worried about other kabbanas besides Korban Pesach. What about on Pesach itself? On Pesach itself, when we know you're not allowed to have chametz, so maybe any carbon you bring, the carbon tamid, any other carbon you bring also would be problematic, and that's going to be Reb Shimon shita. It is problematic if you have chametz, besides the issue of having chametz on Pesach, of course, you have a separate issue of bringing a carbon, any carbon on Pesach while you possess chametz. That's going to be the focus of this Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah side, and then we'll get back to that diak that I mentioned. It's really slach as the question that why do we need to pesukim? More importantly, Rashi quotes the second pasuk. Rashi on the Mishnah jumps right to the pasuk of Leisishcha. Remember, we pointed out Leisishcha is Perak Lamed Daled. Rashi skips the first pasuk in Perak Gimel of Leisizbach al Chametz. Rashi jumps to Leisishcha al Chametz. We'll discuss perhaps different explanations why Rashi is picking the second pasuk. Let's read the Mishnah and then we'll come back. Hashaychan is a Pesach al Chametz. One who shechts Korban Pesach over Chametz. What possesses Chametz? Oyver Leisay is Oyver Leisay. Which Leisay Rashi says? We pointed that already. Rashi says you Oyver Leisay of Leisishcha al Chametz. The Gaimer, right? That's Rashi in the where the lines get the widest lines, right by the Mishnah. First Rashi in the Mishnah, Leisishchad ala chametz. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Afatamid. Rabbi Yehuda says not just Karban Pesach, also the Tamid is subject to the Isser. One who shechts the Karban Tamid with possessing chametz, he's also over on this Isser of Leisishchad ala Pesach, Leisishchad ala chametz. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, HaPesach Barbasar L'Shmai Chayev. The Karban Pesach on the 14th at Erev Pesach, which a Pesach we know L'Shmai, a Pesach L'Shma is Kasher, a Pesach we know Shalei L'Shma, it's one of the basic dinim, we've spoken to that many times, a Karban Pesach Shalei L'Shma on Erev Pesach. The rest of the year it's supposed to be Shalei L'Shma, so it should be Shlamim. But on Erev Pesach, Shalei L'Shma is Pasul, and the only other Karbanos we spoke at that Shalei L'Shma Pasul are typically the Chatas, first Mishnah Tzvachim, Chatas Shalei L'Shma is Pasul, and according to Blazer, the Ashim also Shalei L'Shma is Pasul, but other Karbanos Shalei L'Shma, they're not Yaitzah, the regular way that Yaitzah. The chiv, you have to replace it, but the carbon is still going to be kosher. Says Rabbi Shimon, Pesach on Arba Asar L'Shmai, which is a kosher carbon, is chayiv. V'shalei L'Shmai, but if you shech L'Shalei L'Shmai on Arba Pesach, since the carbon is pasul, you take it on Aver. So ironically enough, because you passed the carbon Pesach, you saved yourself from this lav of shech the carbon Pesach while possessing chametz. So the mess up of L'Shma saves him from the lav of possessing chametz. Ushar kol zvachim of the carbonos, which we just pointed out, are kosher Shalei L'Shma, of course, besides for chatos, bein L'Shmai, bein Shalei L'Shmai, Pater says, Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't make a difference. All the kabanas on Erev Pesach, Pater, even if you possess chametz. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita, that only the Pesach on Erev Pesach is your issue to possess chametz while shechting the Pesach. Other kabanas, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says, you're not chayev on Erev Pesach if you have chametz. However, v'mayid on Yom Tov itself, during Yom Tov, once Yom Tov started, then we see as follows. Lishmai, other kabanas, you shech lishma. Lishmai, if you shech lishma, you're going to be Pater Shle Lishma Chayiv. This is talking about the Karban Pesach. On Yom Tov, where the Karban Pesach is too late, you blew it. On Yom Tov itself, you came in the Karban Pesach. So therefore, if you do Lishmai, Lishma, it's no good. If he does it Lishem Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, it's Pasul. And again, once it's Pasul, he's not Chayiv the Lav for possessing Chametz. Shle Lishma, when it does Lishma, which really, what is it now? It's a Shlamim, so it's a Kasher Shlamim. But he's chayev for shechting shlamim while possessing chametz on Pesach. And similarly, shakol zvachim bein lishma bein lishman chayev. Or the kabbanis, whether the lishma or not on the rest of Pesach, if he possesses chametz, he's going to be chayev because when the lishma they're for sure kosher. Even le lishma they're kosher. They have a little limitations, but they're still kosher. If they're kosher, he has a kosher carbon on Pesach while possessing chametz. That's a problem. All the kabbanis, except for we pointed this out already, chutz min achatas shechtu shlishma, except for achatas, and according to Eliezer also nashim, except for achatas because achatas shlishma is pasul. So again, ironically enough, the fact that it's pasul saves him from the lav, the issur of leisishchad ala chametz dam zivchi. Okay, that is the Mishnah. The Mara is going to elaborate on this psak of the Mishnah. Before we get there, let's get back to our question we asked before, that we have two psukim of leisizbach and leisishchad, and more importantly, not only why does it have two psukim, why does Rashi pick the second pasuk in Kisisa? Why not the earlier pasuk in Perek of Gimel? Why do you pick the pasuk in Perek Lamed Daled? So the tzlachi is the kasha. One of the answers to the first give ancient chap, it's brought down from the sefer Yitzchak, didn't see inside, but it's brought down that he says that we know that we have a lava nitik lase. If your lava is connected to nase, there's no malchus. A lava is connected to nase, there's no malchus. So there is an nase of tashbisu. There's an nase to get rid of the chametz. Since there's an nase of tashbisu, so it could be the first pasuk what we have in Perek Chav Gimel. Leisizbach al chametz dav zivchi. Rather, get rid of the chametz. Don't bring the Karban Pesach with the chametz. So the nase of tashbisu could be lava nitik lase. But we have a klal. An ase can be menatik one lav. An ase cannot be menatik two lavim. An ase cannot connect to two different lavim, even if they're very similar, seemingly repetitive lavim. The ase cannot connect to both. And therefore, Rashi perhaps is picking the second one in order to say why you get malchus. Our Mishnah talking about getting malchus. Our Mishnah saying he's chayiv. He's not malchus. Why is he chayiv? Why is he get malchus? Because of the second lav. The first lav is lav nitik lase, but the second one is not nitik lase, and therefore, that's perhaps why Rashi picks the second one. That is the answer they bring b'shem, the sefer or Yitzchak. The Tzlach suggests, and this really opens up a whole new conversation. The Tzlach suggests that we know, and I'm not sure if the Tzlach brings out this point exactly. It's really Tosfos. Tosfos Be'as already addresses, he brings it to Tosefta, that what's the bottom line? What if a guy shechs a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach with chametz? We discussed that if it's pasul the carbon, he's not ever this, sir. Ironic left. If it's pasul, he's no longer over this. You've had a mind on the shul lishma. He passed the carbon. He's not over this. If the carbon's kosher, he's over this. But what happens if the carbon was kosher? Is it going to remain kosher? He was over an isser of having chametz. Does the isser possessing chametz pasul the carbon b'dieved, or use over an isser but the carbon's still kosher? That is a discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos brings from the Riva, who quotes a Tosefta, who says that if you b'dieved, you shechted a carbon pesach and erev pesach while possessing chametz, even though there's an isser that was transgressed, the carbon pesach remains kosher, remains valid nonetheless. This is the tesefta, this tesef shita. However, the tzlachas medayik from Rashi Amid Beis, that Rashi Amid Beis holds that once you shecht the carbon pesach while possessing chametz, it's possible b'dieved. B'dieved, the carbon becomes possible, even though it was a kosher carbon inside itself. Now that you have the lav, once you have the lav, it actually passes the carbon. The carbon pesach now becomes possible. You can ask ironically enough, so if it's possible, then you shouldn't be over, but it doesn't work that way. You're over and it becomes possible, right? If a person possesses chametz and he shechts the carbon pesach, b'kashrus, under pesach, he's over the lav, and now the carbon becomes possible. That's how the tzlachas medayik in Rashi from Amid Beis. If that's the case, that could be a beautiful answer. Rashi l'shtasei versus Tosfos. I don't know if the tzlach makes this point, but Tosfos already discusses. You know why it's kosher? Because by kachem we have a klal shina kosvaka. We just had the pasuk. We had that din a couple of days ago. That for some reason by kachem, the Gemara pointed out to us that by kachem there's this unique din. Torah tells us something once. Normally once is enough. Torah tells us once. That's the din. Tells us once. But by kachem, unless Torah tells us twice, we say the first time is la mitzvah. The second time is la akiv. By kachem we need twice la akiv. And Tosfos therefore learns from the tesefta sakana makiv here. Ironically enough, we do have two pasukim here, but he's learning it's not makiv. Could be Rashi's picking the second pasuk because he wants to explain the shitasai. Could be. Again, much of a tzach makes this last jump, but I think it's a pashta connection. Could be says, again, I didn't see inside either, but it's a pashta connection to the tzach, that Rashi the Shittasei needed two psukim, because Rashi is saying that Shina Kosova Akev, and we scored in the second pasuk, because that's why it's pasul even with the Eved. If one child comes back, Baba says, Hamas, it'll be pasul even with the Eved. But again, the main takeaway here is, besides for the Gemara Kolumnus, and why Rashi is picking the second pasuk, the main takeaway is Lechaira. This machleik is b'shainim. B'di'evet, if one shechts karm pesach while possessing chametz, is it possible b'di'evet or not? Tosfos says it is kasher b'di'evet. Rashi, the medayik and Rashi says it's possible b'di'evet. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar b'shem elakish, ein echayiv achi yehe chametz l'sheichet el lezerik l'aylim. Ein echayiv achi chametz l'sheichet el lezerik. One is only chayiv if the chametz is in the pesach. Who could possess the chametz? One is only chayiv in these cases, in this Mishnah, when you possess chametz, if it's the sheichet who possesses it, the zerik, or the zung zrika, tap of ambeiz, oi, le'echem ne chabura, or one of the members of this chabura, that's when they're going to be over for shechet chametz pesach with chametz. Furthermore, unless he's with them in the Azara nearby, that's the sheet of Rish Lakish. No, even though he's not with him in the courtyard, if he's part of the group and he possesses chametz, that alone would be a problem, and he'd be over. So the Gemara now is going to have three different attempts, nice little travels through Shas. We're going to have three attempts to explain the machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, and the problem we have with the attempts are not that the attempts are wrong, but every attempt we're going to explain the machlekes, they've already had that same machlekes elsewhere, and the Gemara is very bothered. Why would they have to have the argument here? We could have relied on the machlekes said elsewhere and derived it ourselves. Very interesting. So the Gemara doesn't have an issue really with the explanations. It fits beautiful shtasai, but the problem is it fits so beautiful we don't even need to speak out of here. We could have relied on other members. So let's see. Answer, explanation number one. Maika mifti. Ilei mabal basamach, maybe the machlekes is when it says al. Lesishchan al hacham is dam zevchi, the word al. Does al mean basamach nearby or not? That's the machlekes. Shimon like says that's gotta be nearby. And Mecha says even not nearby. Says the Gemara. Al b'samach mifkid the Rav Shimon Lakish Savar. Al b'samach al means right nearby. Rav Yechon Savar lo yibinim al b'samach al doesn't mean necessarily nearby. If I look at b'chadizim, but they had the exact same machlekes elsewhere. Tatan, we learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Menachas Daf Ayin Ches. Hashaycha teida lefnim lachma b'chutz lechema. If one shechts the carbon teida, we know that carbon teida when you shecht in the carbon teida sanctifies the breads that come with it. So you shecht in the teida b'fnim and the lachma is chutz lechema outside the wall of the. Outside the wall of the Azara, like kiddush lechem, the lechem does not become kaddish. My chutz lechema, and that is a mishnah in Menachos. My chutz lechema. Now, what does it mean? It's outside the wall. Rabbi Chanan, chutz lechema is based pagi. It means outside the wall, based pagi. Av chutz lechema azara kaddish. Nah, it means all the way outside the wall, based pagi. But if it was just outside the wall of the Azara, that would also be fine. It would be kaddish. V'le'be'in al b'samach, because Rabbi Chanan, you don't need al to be mamish b'samach right nearby. Al doesn't have to be right nearby. Shemir lachas shemir no. Afilu chutz lechema is azara like kaddish. Even if it's outside the wall of the Azara, it's already not going to be kaddish. Alma be'in al b'samach. So it's mamish that same machlokes. Reish Lakish over needs al basamach, and therefore you only chayev for shechting karm pesach with chametz if the chametz is nearby in the azara. And Rabbi Yechon says the chumra that no, you're going to be chayev even if it's outside, not right by the azara, because al doesn't need basamach. The Gemara loves interpretation. The problem is the Gemara is bothered. They already had this machlokes, so why wouldn't you have the machlokes again in this by the case of karm pesach and chametz by karm pesach if they already had the same machlokes by the case of tamid and lachme? I'm sorry, by taida and lachme taida. Okay. Ella, the Gemara, by the way, just to kill any suspense, the Gemara will come back and ultimately come back to this Machlokes and say we still have to have Machlokes twice with Al Basamach. But yes, what's your question?
Just clarify,
The Gemara will come back to this answer, but first Gemara attempts another answer. Maybe that's the machlokes, meaning if it's not nearby, you don't know for sure. The warning is not the same if the chum is not nearby. Maybe that's the issue. But right, so Rabbi Shlakish says that Asra Safik is a problematic Asra, and therefore we need the chum to be nearby. Rabbi Yechon says no, Asra Safik on the tzad that it's still there, it's still around by this guy's house. That's not from an issue, and Asra Safik is good Asra. Maybe that's machlokes, but again the same deflection. They already had this machlokes about Asra Safik as well. Ditmar, we learned Shua Sheichel Kikos Ayin. Person makes a shvua that I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today, Avar Yom Leh Achla, and the day ends and he doesn't eat the loaf of bread, so he's over on a shvua. Does he get malchus or not? Rabbi Chaim Shlakish Tabayo ain't a leika. Rabbi Chaim Shlakish are both in agreement that they will not be malchus here. The Chayyim made a shvua. He's going to eat the loaf of bread and he didn't eat it, and everyone's in agreement that he won't get malchus. What is the logic to the machlekes? Rabbi Chaim Amar ain't a leika. Mishum Navile Lav Shem Amaisa. Very simple. He's over passively. We know you only get malchus on a lav. There's a shita that you only get malchus on a cholav shem amaisa ain't leika lav. You don't get malchus on a passive lav, only on the active lav. Why is it passive? The deeper you can discuss whether that's considered a maisa or not. That's a whole discussion elsewhere, whether deep is a maisa. But the point is, he pledged to eat the loaf of bread. When the day ends and he didn't eat it, it was passive. His lack of eating it caused him to have an iser. That's not a maisa. And therefore, no malchus because of lav shem maisa. But notice, he didn't say because it's asra safik, right? He didn't say, Rabbi Yechonan didn't say Asra Safik, because obviously the Asra Safik issue didn't bother him. But according to Rabbi Yechonan, Asra Safik is considered a good Asra. And we'll explain what's Asra Safik in a minute. There's a heavy shtickle from Rebbe from Beis Bris on this topic. It comes up in Temura, it comes up in many places in Kachem, the shtickle. Why is that called Asra Safik? We'll get back in a minute. It relates actually to this week's parasha, Kachatzei Sayyim, right? Kachatzei Sayyim, where we're identifying an exact moment. It's not so simple. It's Gemara Rehan and Brachas. We'll get back there in a second. Asra Safik, according to Rabbi Yechonan, Asra Safik is called Asra. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar ain't a leika. You know why? Mishum Davi Asra Safik. Asra Safik Leishim Asra. Ava Lav Shem Amaisa Leikin Lav. Rav Shimon Lakish argues and says, no, Lav Shem Amaisa, you would get Malkus. And we've had this Malkus multiple times between, if I remember correctly, there's Rav Yaakov and Rav Yehuda. We had in the beginning of Malkus, we had it. Where the more discusses what a person does get Malkus in the case over there. Did you not get Malkus because Lav Nitha Kase? Or did you not get Malkus because Lav Shem Amaisa? So the one who says you have to come with Lav Nitha Kase, obviously, with Lav Shem Amaisa, you do get Malkus. Rav Shimon Lakish subscribes to that opinion. The Lav Shem Amaisa, you would get Malkus. You don't get Malkus over here because it's Asra Safik. Rav Yechon says you don't get Malkus. Obviously, the old Asra Safik is not a concern. That's a good Asra. And that which means they already had this Machlaikis, whether Asra Safik is called a good Asra, so that would not be the Pshat in the Machlaikis over here by us, by Karm Pesach, by possessing Chametz during from a distance on Erev Pesach. That wouldn't be the Machlaikis, whether Asra Safik is a good Asra or not, because they've already had that Machlaikis. It fits beautiful like a glove, but they had a Machlaikis, and the Gemara is so unbelievable. The Gemara is so bothered that the repetition of the same Machlaikis, Lashitasai, which fits like a glove, is troublesome that they repeat the same Machlaikis, and therefore that can't be Pshat. Now, to explain before we go further, I'm going to go back to Alba Samach, we just pointed out a minute ago. But before you get back to that, what's the pshat that's called Asra Safik? When we talk about, I understand the Arkis, the Chametz, you're not sure if it's still around because it's not nearby. When it's nearby, you know it's there. When it's not nearby, you know it's there. That's more simple. But when you tell the guy, if you don't eat the bread, the guy made a shvua, if I don't eat the loaf of bread today, I'm over alive. So you can warn him, if you don't eat it by 6:30, when Shki is, we'll call it whichever is man, you want to go, say 72 minutes, today happens to have been like 6:30 in Toronto, 6:29, or you want to go to Shkia was more like, Shkia was obviously an hour and 12 minutes before that, fine. So if you don't eat it by that time, you're over. So what's so complicated? What's the suffix about that? So the idea is that time, we break time down to minutes. We break time down to even seconds, but you could theoretically break time down further. Every increment of time that we know of could be broken down further and smaller. And that itself is called a suffix. Since you can't pinpoint, you're right, I could tell you that once you make this marker in the sand, at that point you're for sure over. That's fine. But you can't tell me what's that point when the Isser is. You can't break it down to the most minute second, and that itself becomes Asra Safik. This comes up many times. It comes up in Tepura. It comes up in a few places in Kachem. And there's the aside, how Rav Beryl explains why that's called Asra Safik. And just to make it more understandable, if it's beautiful, this is the idea. We had a whole discussion in Brachas, we said, in the beginning of Brachas, where Moshe Rabbeinu David HaMelech knew exactly what Chasais was, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what Chasais was, what's going on here. So there's a few different answers. But David HaMelech had a harp. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it himself. He just didn't think Mitzvim were going to know about it. But the point is, he says, Kachatzais HaLaila, because it's not so simple to break it down to an exact nanosecond. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew it, the Mitzrayim wouldn't know it, the people wouldn't know it. Breaking things down to the exact moment in time, whatever denomination you break it down to, it can almost always be broken down to further to a smaller nanosecond. And therefore, that gives it a shame. Hasra Safik, very interesting concept Okay, Amri. So going back, what's the machlekes Rishon Shakish Rabbi Yochanan? We're going to go back to the first interpretation. The machlekes here whether the chametz has to be nearby or not. Rishon Shakish has to be nearby. Rabbi Yochanan says doesn't have to be nearby. And still he's aver for shechting the chametz, for shechting the karbesach with chametz. What's the machlekes? Amri lo'ilam ba'al b'samach. If the machlekes is whether almi's b'samach, Rishon Shakish says almi's b'samach, like he said over there by Taida, and Rabbi Yochanan says lav dafka b'samach, like he said by Taida. Ah, you ask me who needs the same machlekes twice with Sricha? Do you have the good in the new chametz? Have Amina Bahud come? Rabbi Yochanan lebin al b'samach. Rabbi Yochanan says that by chametz you don't need al b'samach. You know why? The whole thing is an Isser. It's clearly an Isser to possess chametz, no matter where it is. I can have chametz on the other side of the world. If I possess it on Pesach, it's a problem. That's an Isser. And therefore, we're not so makbar on being nearby. So even though the word al was used in the Torah, the shishchat ala chametz, the bottom line is that it's understandable that the Isser would apply, even if it's not right nearby, by the case of Isser. Avali and Mikdash. But by sanctifying the bread of Taida, like Kiddush Al-Bafnim, I could have heard a logic, even Rabbi Yechon says by Chametz, that Al doesn't mean B'samach, by Kiddush Lechmei Taida, needs to be B'samach. Maybe B'kush B'shakash need Al-B'samach, and therefore, and then we elaborate further. If it's right nearby, it's kaddish. If not, midavik klisharis. And we find this similar to klisharis. We know that typically when you mekaddish something klisharis, it only works when klisharis are inside. They have to be inside. You have to, number one, the klisharis itself has to be inside the azara, number one. And number two, the items get kedusha by being inside the klisharis. So maybe the bread has to at least be nearby. And therefore, tzricha, we got to tell you that Rabbi Yechonon says that even by lach meitayda, al does not mean b'samach. So what's the obvious question? Okay, fine. So just have machoikas by lach meitayda, and then I'll know for sure that by Pesach, Rabbi Yechonon says that by chametz Pesach doesn't have to be nearby, and he's still over. Says the Gemara, the flip side. If you don't only tell me the machoikas, the gabi tayda, have amina b'hachkam or shemalakish, al bin al b'samach. Maybe that's where shalakish is makbid on needing it to be right nearby. Tisa megavai kaddish ilai kaddish, because dafka is close by, is makaddish, like again, like by klisharis in general. Aval and yuchametz, but the case of chametz, maybe he agrees. Isser chametz is no matter where it is, and therefore might lay the bechah. Maybe because bechah lay bin al basamach that you wouldn't al basamach. The isser because it's just an isser. Cholecha the isser wherever it is tzricha. So we have to have the machlekes both places to show the chumra of Rabbi Yochanan that he says al works even not basamach even to mekadosh lechem. And on the flip side, that Rish Lakish holds al needs to be nearby and even to take away the isser of possessing chametz b'shach shach the karm pesach. If it's not al, he won't be over the lav unless it's close by. We want to point out the machlekes in both places to show the how far each Rabbi Yechon and Rishon Lakish take their respective shitas. Let's see a couple more lines, then we'll stop. Says the Gemara, Bayer, Minei, Rabbi Yesha, Meir of Ami, Ein Leil Lashaychet, V'yesha, L'mei Chabura. What if one Shat the Karm Pesach doesn't have chametz? He doesn't possess chametz, but one of the Mei Chabura possesses chametz. Mahu. Amalei, Miksiv Leishishchet Al Chamtzecha, to say you shouldn't shecht over your chametz, which is mashma, dafka the Sheikh has to have chametz, Leishishchet Al Chametz in general, which is mashma, no matter who owns the chametz. Amalei, Yachi, Afilach Psef Ail Mami. So what if it's someone else in the world? Where do you draw the line? Amalei, Amakar Leishishchet Vele Yolin. Leishishchet Al Chametz, the Pasach Leishishchet Vele Yolin, and we darshan as follows. Leishishchet Al Chametz, Hanach the Kaim Yalei Mishan Leyalan. Those who have the Isser of Leyalan, not leaving it over, meaning those who are part of this group who have to mechuyf to tend to the Karm Pesach, they're included in not possessing chametz. And if they do, it's a problem with this Karm Pesach. As long as they're included in this chabura in this group, but if not part of the group, they're not part of this whole din, and therefore Echa B'Seif Eilam possessing chametz would not affect this group's Karm Pesach. Amar of Papa Hilkach Kayin Amakdas Achelav, a Kayin who burns the Chelav over chametz, he's back to the chelav of over while possessing chametz. Over, but let's say he's over. Let's say halv yeshem b'chal halonas emurim, because since he's included in the iser, a kayan, his job is to make sure all the emurim were mukter overnight. And since a kayan, his job is to make sure the emurim were mukter overnight, so if he possesses chametz, if he's makter the chelav and he possesses chametz, he's taka over lesei because it's considered his responsibility. And we're saying based to whoever is responsible, they're part of the iser, so he would be part of the iser. The Gemara is going to be bringing proof to this. It'll take us all the way to the next daf. We'll pause over here and pick it for tomorrow. Mr. Shem, have a wonderful.